I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coming up this hour, we will tackle the age-old question. Does eating McDonald's fries help you grow your hair?
Chubbo.
Also, are the New York Knicks cursed? Porzingis goes down, torn ACL, and we'll hear from Carmelo Anthony after another big victory by the Oklahoma City Thunder, taking out the Warriors in impressive fashion on the road. That's all coming up this hour here on the show. A little note about the sinking Cavaliers. You know it's bad when not only are the Cavaliers sinking through the Eastern Conference standings and are now closer to out of the playoffs than they are to the one seed. But all of these injuries that are happening in the NBA this last week are all on LeBron's NBA All-Star team. Boogie Cousins, John Wall, Kevin Love, Porzingis, all on Team LeBron. So if you were chosen by LeBron for the All-Star game, just so you know, you're cursed. Yes, that means you, Kevin Durant. It means you, Anthony Davis, Bradley Beal, LaMarcus Aldridge, Kyrie, Russell Westbrook, and Victor Oladipo. You're cooked. At some point in time, it's going to bite you. You can't outrun the curse. You can't outrun the voodoo. You can't outrun the jinx. Who was on the cover of Madden this year? Tom Brady. And everybody said, Tom Brady, he'll break the jinx. He'll break the curse. Look, he's having a great season back in the Super Bowl. What happened when he had the football, 2-20 to play, chance to lead his team down the field to win the Super Bowl? Brandon Graham strip sack. You can't outrun the curse, and it's now happened to Team LeBron. So all the rest of those guys, be forewarned, be terrified. The ghost, the Grim Reaper, coming for you. As for this Josh McDaniels situation, I mean, what a disgrace from a million different angles. Josh McDaniels strings along the Indianapolis Colts throughout the hiring process. The Colts assume they've got him. And so all these other guys that they have interviewed that are getting hired elsewhere, they're okay with. Whether it's Wilkes, Nagy, Vrabel, all of these guys are getting coaching jobs elsewhere, but the Colts are being led along by McDaniels that he's going to take the job. I think Jim Irsay is a boob. I wouldn't want to work for Jim Irsay. I would have to have major promises that Irsay is not going to bring his dopey buffoonery into my front office. But Josh McDaniels was so keen on taking this job, not only did he play this thing out until after the Super Bowl when everybody else was hired and leaving the Colts in the lurch, he also hired multiple assistant coaches away from their positions, away from their organizations, to be on his staff and left them in the lurch. Reportedly, he shares an agent with the Colts general manager. Awkward! And apparently last night, when McDaniels informed his agent that he didn't ultimately want the job, his agent told Josh McDaniels, "You can't do this. This is career suicide. You'll never get another job in the NFL again." After what McDaniels pulled in Denver? Now, this is interesting because the timing is fascinating. Just last week, ESPN debuted its 30 for 30 on the two Bills, Belichick and Parcells. And I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was tremendous filmmaking, tremendous storytelling, and the big point of contention that caused a rift between Belichick and Parcells, and they had been tied to the hip for years, winners of two Super Bowls with the New York Giants, on the same staff in New England, on the same staff with the Jets. What caused the major rift was Parcells gave Belichick the head coaching job with the Jets. Belichick had been in talks for years with the Jets about succeeding Bill Parcells. They had finally done it. Parcells said, "Okay, I'm moving to the front office. I'm the GM. You're the head coach." Belichick had accepted it and then held a press conference impromptu when everybody thought he was going to have a press conference to accept the job, and on the fly said, "No, I'm resigning." And nobody saw it coming. Parcells felt duped, and they didn't talk for years after that. Now, ultimately, it became the right decision for Belichick because he got the power, he got the influence, he got the position that he wanted with the New England Patriots. And look, I'm not saying that Bill Parcells is a saint here. What Belichick described in that 30 for 30 was that for Parcells, there was always this, "Will I, won't I?" And Belichick said, "Look, I've been hearing from Bill that he's going to retire since 1987. So waiting for Bill to retire, yes, this might be it, but I'm kind of tired of that whole thing." And I don't blame Belichick at all for that. I do, though, think when you have an agreement in place, and Belichick had had an agreement in place for years with the Jets, that Parcells said, "I'm only here for a couple of years, and then, Bill, you're the head coach." And Belichick said, "I'm the head coach. That's what I want." Now, Belichick says things changed when ownership changed. If it was still Leon Hess before he had passed away, he would have stayed because it was transition with new ownership. He didn't feel comfortable. Fine. Maybe that's true. But what Belichick proved in that special was his word didn't really mean everything. And now you see it 20 years later unfolded the same exact way. His guy, Josh McDaniels, his word didn't mean much. Now, maybe Josh McDaniels stays in New England and ends up winning 5 Super Bowls with the next head coach. Maybe it's just Belichick all over again, but I doubt it. Because Josh McDaniels, to me, is not the same coaching savant Belichick is. And number two, you ain't finding Tom Brady again in the 6th round. Sorry. And Belichick wouldn't have either. Look, I think it's a very significant question to ask who has been more responsible for the Patriots' success. When you watch that game on Super Bowl Sunday, you couldn't help but notice Belichick's defense, disastrous. Brady's offense, the only thing keeping him in that game. And Brady bailed them out of that Super Bowl last year down 28-3. And Brady has been the most significant piece of many of these games. Now, Belichick turns over the roster. Belichick makes sure Malcolm Butler's in the right spot for the interception. Belichick puts the pressure on Matt Ryan of the Falcons last year. Belichick helps win the division every single season. There's a lot of things that Brady hasn't done that Belichick has done. So they are a marriage. But you ain't finding Tom Brady again. And so Josh McDaniels' delusions of being the next Bill Belichick, if he has them, are they're off the reservation. They're null and void. I do think this means that Belichick's not hanging around for much longer. He's 67 years old. He could probably coach for another 5 years if he wanted to. But Josh McDaniels isn't coming back while being on the doorstep of having his own organization, having hired his coaching staff, and having Andrew Luck, although we don't know the eventual status of Luck yet. He's not leaving that unless there's assurances that he's going to be the next head coach in New England. And while in the NFL you can't officially put that on paper, the Patriots do behind-the-scenes deals all the time. It's just like Pat Riley with the Miami Heat. If you play for the Heat, you end up getting a lifetime service award. Alonzo Mourning will always have a job with the Miami Heat. Always. Because he was one of Riley's guys. Pat Riley treats it like the mafia. You get tapped on the shoulder, you're a made man. Those guys will always have a soft landing spot. Same thing with the Patriots. You don't think that there is a handshake agreement with Tom Brady, with Belichick, or with Kraft, rather, for something within the organization after all of these years of taking less money? Come on. Tom Brady is clearly a businessman right now. I mean, he's pushing product. He's pushing Facebook movies. He's pushing the TB12 method. He's pushing a health book. He ain't taking less money unless there is a handshake deal from his owner of what happens after his career is done. So I think Kraft has the same exact handshake deal with Josh McDaniels right now. And my guess is Belichick, under contract for 2018, told Kraft, I'm back for 2018 last night. Apparently Kraft and Belichick had dinner last night at Davio's. I think that Belichick said, I'm coming back for 2018. Brady has the assurance as well, I'm coming back for 2018. And I think Belichick's going, I'm not promising anything past that. I'm not signing a contract, anything past that. And that's when Kraft flew into overdrive and apparently put the full court press on McDaniels. I think once Kraft didn't have assurance from Belichick past 2018, he went into hyperdrive, sales job, we got to get Josh back. And I think the only way Josh comes back is if you tell him you're the next guy. Now, it's possible a year from now, Bill Belichick goes, you know what, I'm having a pretty good time now and I want to stay. And they go 13-3 again and go back to the Super Bowl, and Kraft doesn't want to turn the page yet. And maybe it becomes a Mike Hopkins, Jim Boeheim situation where Hopkins is the successor and everybody knows he's the successor, and yet the guy just won't leave. Maybe that happens and maybe Belichick changes his mind next year. But I think right now what's presumed within that organization is Belichick's got another year and Josh is the head coach in 2019. I think that's the working plan right now. Which, I don't have a problem with the Patriots going with a familiar guy. McDaniels has been there twice, worked with Brady. Clearly, Brady likes him. I don't think that's a problem. My problem is if you're Josh McDaniels and you say, well, I want to commit to stability and my family and loyalty. Man, what did you just do to all those coaches that you plucked from other places and said, come with me, and now you left them at an organization where they will now be inherited by the next head coach that didn't pick them. You screwed them over royally. It's a dirty move. It's a snaky move. It's a scummy move. Welcome to Josh McDaniels' land. He's been doing it for years. Just so snaky. When we come back, eating McDonald's French fries cures baldness. How about that? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Conditions on the field change, so can your insurance needs. Talk with a Farmers agent today so you can assess whether your policy is game ready. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Brand new episode of Nomad will be released later on today, so make sure you check that out by going to my YouTube page and subscribing for free. My digital travel series taking me to Minnesota last week. eating some really cool places, eating some really awesome food, seeing some really cool things for the Super Bowl. Check it out. Search my name in Nomad and you'll see the channel. Subscribe today. You'll get automatic notifications of when new episodes are released weekly. Bernie tweets, DA, who better to toss at the curb this AM than Benedict Arnold McDaniels? What trash. Colts fans aren't drowning in tears despite what some hosts have parodied, but rather celebrating a wolf in sheep's clothing that did not end up in their great city. I agree.
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
It's a trash Wednesday for Colts fans. You don't want that guy. And I say this admitting that I thought McDaniels was a good hire for them. I wanted to see McDaniels work with Andrew Luck. I wanted to see what McDaniels could do the second time around. I thought that he was properly humbled, having come from Denver, learning of lessons. I think if there's ever a chance for a Patriots assistant coach to succeed, maybe it's the guy that goes out there, gets humbled, has to come back, and then do it again. Like Kendrick Lamar would say, sit down, be humble. But if you're going to pull that jazz last night, then you didn't learn any lessons. I mean, that is so self-indulgent. It's the most self-indulgent thing ever. You string along the Colts. You commit to them. They're going to hold a press conference. You take other assistant coaches away from their jobs. They resign their positions. And then you, at the 11th hour, back out and don't contact those assistant coaches. What could be more sniveling and spineless than that move? So I was wrong. He's not ready. He wasn't ready. That's not the type of guy that you want leading your organization. I've got big news. You know, the guys on the other side of the glass, they're bald. Mraz, Bilotti, definitely bald. Although I will say, both of them look very handsome for being bald because I think that the way that they've done this, bicking the head, the right idea. Bilotti, you've done this for a while. A couple of years you've bicked the head, right?
Yeah, it's 2015.
Mraz started on the DA show with a couple of Homer Simpson strands, and me and Brock said, dude, you got to get rid of those. You were really trying to still do the comb over, and you only had, I mean, maybe five hairs up there.
I was a little more than that, but I had a philosophy. Hold on to it while you have it.
But since you shaved it, you look less frumpy. I think you look handsome. I think it positions your face better. And I think Danielle has said that she likes it as well.
She definitely likes it more, but that's very nice of you. I don't get called handsome often. So that was, like, honestly, that was really sweet.
You guys wear bald well. Now, Mraz, you could stand to lose a few pounds, but you know what? You guys both wear bald well. Not everybody can do that. Tierney wears bald well.
You call him Bilotti skinny? We're like the same weight.
No.
Throwing guys under the bus again.
No.
Here we go.
Watching this gut spill over here. That's a shot at me. You know, if you're going to be fair to both.
Well, you definitely weigh more than Bilotti.
I don't think. We get on a scale right now.
You're 260?
No.
250?
252.
252. I like that. 260. No. Okay, 252. Bilotti, what are you coming in at?
I don't know, actually.
Anything around that?
Probably right around there.
289.
No. Bilotti, you're 30 pounds more than, or 20 pounds more?
I'm not 30 pounds more than him, no.
He doesn't have the Buddha belly you've got.
He hides it a lot, but I'm staring at this thing right now. It's going to slap the board.
Do more work on the board than you have.
Chubbo.
All right, anyway, these two men who wear their baldness well, though, would like to grow hair if possible. And I'm here to tell you, I have the antidote to baldness. It's eating McDonald's French fries. It's time for your dumber shit.
You earthlings are strange life forms.
DA, should we really highlight these weirdos?
Being weird is not a crime.
It's your latest installment of The Dumber Shit.
Scientists at Japan's Yokohama University, and you've got to believe them because the Japanese are largely way smarter than we are. Scientists in Japan have found that a chemical in fry oil grows hair on bald mice, and they think it could do the same on bald humans. According to the study, hair follicle germs using this silicon-based additive in fry oil were transplanted onto the skin of bald mice, and black fur sprouted up in a couple of days. Now, I would be slightly worried that this is like mutant fur, that when you start throwing silicon-based additives from fry oil onto your bald skin, anything that grows is like, could get an arm, could get an ear, maybe it's black fur and these are white mice. But hey, who knows? Professor Junji Fukuda of Yokohama National University, very good football team there, very good, ranked in the top 25 last year, said we demonstrated that the integrity of the oxygen supply through the bottom of the silicon chip was crucial to enabling both HFG formation and subsequent hair shaft generation. This simple method is robust and promising. We hope this technique will improve regenerative therapy to treat hair loss and alopecia. Now, this chemical is apparently the chemical used in fry oil from preventing the fry oil to bubble over. Miraz, if I told you more McDonald's French fries, specifically rubbing French fry oil on your head, would sprout black fur within days, would you eat more fries? Would you do it?
Yes. If I could somehow get a nice set of hair and I could maybe grow my mushroom cut back, throw me some fries, baby.
Now,
the difference is no dipping sauce, so I don't gain all the weight.
Isn't this interesting, though? Because, I mean, you eat a lot of French fries as it is. So why do you think you're still bald?
Well, if it's specifically McDonald's French fries, I maybe have McDonald's French fries 10 times a year. To grow that hair back, I'm assuming I need them 100 times a year.
And it's interesting because when you had hair, you were eating a lot of McDonald's French fries.
I did. So when in my heyday of McDonald's, where I was supersizing in 8th grade, 9th grade, 7th grade, that was when I had the mushroom cut into spiking my hair with a lot of hair gel. And the moment I started realizing the health effects, towards the end of high school, I would say I really weaned off of it. Actually became more of a Wendy's guy. My hair totally went. So I wonder if there was some truth to that. I always had a lack of hair, but because I ate so much McDonald's as a fat kid, that now that's how I had my hair.
Amazing. When you were eating McDonald's French fries, you had hair. When you stopped, you started losing all your hair.
That's a direct correlation, I would say. My only hope is that there isn't another French fry that causes all this back hair I have, because that would be a real issue.
That's the Wendy's fry.
Right, the Wendy's fries and Frosties cause the back hair.
Bilotti, if I told you could sprout black fur on your bald head, would you rub McDonald's French fries on it?
I would not.
You would not? You'd stay bald?
I would stay bald. The hair part, I'm past.
Okay, you're over it.
Yes, I love being have no hair.
You love it.
I love the shave.
You love it.
I like the look. I'm staying.
And your fiance loves it as well?
She does, yes.
She likes the bald look.
No more hair.
You do wear it well.
It was very uncomfortable. My set of hair, I had the curly hair.
It was curly.
Very just uncomfortable for me.
Okay.
So I'm going to stick with the baldness.
It was itchy.
Itchy, very
itchy. It was itchy and curly and coarse.
Good for him.
Bogish, would you use fry oil to sprout black fur on your head?
It has to be black fur or just make my hair grow back in?
Well, look, on these rats, on these mice, it's just black fur, so we don't know anything else.
Well, if you can guarantee, if it's just going to be my hair coming back in, because the bald spot I got going on is really heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking.
You could dip me upside down, hold me in the hot oil to get hair back.
Do you think you'll end up with a fryer tuck at some point in your life? Like the bald head, like the Costanza that just keeps expanding.
That's the direction we're heading in.
Yeah.
That's my concern. and I don't know. I tried going short for a while, and that really exacerbated the blank spot.
So now the longer the hair.
But now that it's longer, now I got the weird kind of comb over thing going. Yeah. So I don't know what the plan is. So that's why I'm open. I'd rub French fries or many other things on my head to get hair back.
What's Mrs. Bogish think about it?
I'm sure she sees it and is mildly disappointed. But I mean, what is she going to do at this point?
So she hasn't brought it up.
I mean, she wouldn't. I mean, like, the kids give me crap for it. Like, if like on the floor, like, all of a sudden I'm feeling it, like, poking the bare skin on the top of my head and making ball jokes. The only good thing, though, is that it's behind me. So, like, I can kind of control the view of me.
Sure, yeah.
You know, if it was in the front, that might be a little more defeating every single day, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're protecting a weak corner. You're rolling coverage over to that weak corner.
The worst thing these days for me are my really thrilling high school broadcasts when the camera is up behind us shooting down and our table is in the shot. So the entire game, I just see the camera panning and the the gleam off my head from the gym lights is not really good.
Could you ever pull off the Bilotti or the Mraz bicked look?
I don't know if I could go all the way to the skin. But
yeah, I don't think my head would look good like that.
No, but I mean, I've gone pretty short with the buzzer before, like a 4, like low enough that I didn't have to do any, like it was just hair. It wasn't combable. But again, then you really can see where there isn't hair.
Yeah. I always said, if I started going bald, I would go Bruce Willis. I wouldn't bick it, but I would crop it really close because I don't want the Homer Simpson strands either. I think Bruce Willis pulled it off.
Yeah, he did. But if you're going to bick it, you have to do it often. Like, I'm due for a bick. It's got to be like every 3 days.
But see, you could grow hair on the side, right? And around the back.
Yeah, he can do the horseshoe.
See, I
can do the above ground pool if you want.
I think that actually ends up being the better look. Like, I kind of, like, right now, I wouldn't want, like, the process of it falling out in the middle here. But the end game, I think, is the better end game. Me right now, like, I can hide the bald spot for a while, but soon it's going to be like a size of a plate back there with no hair, and then there's no fixing that.
When we come back, we've got your sound check, your best audio of the day. How about the win by Oklahoma City? We'll hear from Carmelo coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Open now for brunch.
Really appreciate what you do for us. I genuinely would love to hang out with you. That's how you make me feel. I'm sure that's how you make a lot of the D-Aliens feel as well.
D-A on CBS Sports Radio.
40 minutes past the hour. A reminder that the show is simulcast. Every day you can watch the show by going to watchda.com. The simulcast going on. Watch it like a TV show on your phone, on your tablet, on your PC, your smart TV, whatever it is. Check it out. Go to watchda.com. Jeff tweets, DA, this is all on LeBron. He was responsible for putting this team together. He's the reason Kyrie left. He's the one leading this. Player should have more power movement to the NBA, which will eventually ruin the league. This will all be part of his legacy. I don't agree with that. I don't think there's any way to quote-unquote ruin his legacy. He is going to end up being one of the greatest players of all time. He's arguably already the second greatest player of all time. He will end up likely either near or at the very top of scoring in NBA history. He will have a minimum of 3 NBA championships. He will have a slew of NBA Finals appearances. He will have scored, rebounded, assisted, won, done it for a really long time. Won Olympic gold medals. I mean, there's nothing he didn't accomplish. And so I don't think there's any way his leading of player movement towards having more influence can be a negative on his legacy. Because if anybody deserved more influence and more power, it's him. Same thing with Michael Jordan. Same thing with Magic Johnson. Those guys deserved and earned more power to pick their teammates, to have a sense of where the organization was going. Now, clearly, it shouldn't be only their voice, but they should have as much voice as any player has because of what they've accomplished, because of how they thought the game, because of their leadership and their ability to lead a team into greatness. So I think LeBron earned this. I think all those guys earned that. I think for LeBron, the knock on his legacy to me is going to be when things went south, he always had a tough time stopping them. He was a great player if the structure was solid. He was a great player in getting his teammates involved. He was a great player at rising to the occasion drowning out the noise, living up to expectations, and keeping his nose clean. Never in trouble off of the basketball floor. But his knock has been, if there is any internal dysfunction, if there is a difficulty at the top of the organization, if there is something that's not right within the team, he's not good at stopping that. He's bad at feeding that. And I think that's what happened with this team. It's starting to go south, and he's not good at stopping that feeding because I think he's really frustrated. He feels alienated, and he's not doing all that he can to stop all of the nonsense from going on. But it's certainly not all him. I think the Kyrie thing, yeah. Kyrie was probably tired, exhausted of it being LeBron's team. But at the end of the day, what? Was Scottie Pippen supposed to be frustrated and just leave Chicago because it was Michael Jordan's team? It's a different era where Kyrie, he held his organization at gunpoint. He said, if you don't trade me, I'm getting season-ending knee surgery. I mean, where's the responsibility when you're under contract to fulfill that contract in good faith? It's bad in Cleveland. Really bad. And LeBron's going to leave after this season. And it starts at the top with Dan Gilbert and everything that has happened. Gilbert got too fat and happy winning that one championship, and now he feels like he's the smartest guy ever and doesn't need LeBron for the second time. And he's a moron. Time for sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
How about the Oklahoma City Thunder last night defeating Golden State on the road by 20 points, 125-105 at Oracle? And the Warriors have been in a bit of a slump. And Oklahoma City has played well against some top-tier opponents and seem to be feeling themselves. And OKC might just be a really bad matchup for the Warriors in the playoffs. And a little drama in the NBA's postseason would be a very good thing when it comes to the Warriors, because just knowing they're going to rip through everybody isn't fun for anybody. But Carmelo Anthony weighing in after that win, not on the Thunder win, but instead the injury to Kristaps Porzingis, his former teammate. Porzingis tears his ACL last night.
Yeah, sad, man. It's just sad. Not one I wanted to reach out to him, but I'll reach out to him tonight. It's just sad to know, that injury, the type of year he's been having, the growth that he's had over this past couple of years, and even this season. Just as a friend, forget basketball. As a friend, as a little brother, it's hard to see anybody go through that.
Carmelo calling Porzingis a friend and a little brother. Knicks fans have to just be beside themselves. Like, when is the curse lifted? When are there bright days? Think about the last couple of years. LeBron spurns them. Carmelo's a disaster. Phil Jackson's a nightmare. They basically luck into Porzingis, and now he tears his ACL. Coaching changes, GM changes, and the owner is escorting one of the living legends in franchise history out of the Garden last year and publicly calling him a drunk. Start to the top, man. And look, it's not James Dolan's fault that Porzingis tears his ACL. But there just is always a dark black cloud over that organization. And it starts with James Dolan. And for Porzingis, man, that's a big man that now has a knee injury. And it makes you wonder if that's going to be the start of a career where maybe you always have to worry about the knees and the legs, and the health of Porzingis. He's a phenomenal player to watch. He was the hope bucket for Knicks fans. But going down with an ACL and now knowing that that might take him out for 12 months, he might not be back until the second half of next year. Just brutal. Isaiah Thomas for the Cavaliers, another gruesome, brutal loss.
We, as players, we gotta do better. I mean, when they start to go on their runs, which teams is gonna do each and every game, we gotta come together. And it's like right now, when we hit adversity, we go our separate ways. And that's just how I feel, and it looks like that as well. And guys start to go one-on-one offense, and then defense is every man for himself. First half, we played good. Everybody was happy. We was energized, helping each other on the defensive end, sharing the ball. The ball was moving side to side on offense, and then we revert back to what makes us lose games.
Yeah, the problem is that too many guys are talking about the dysfunction over there, and it's feeding on itself. Too many guys are open talking about how miserable they all are. And Isaiah, you've only been there for a couple of months, man. I mean, can you just zip your lip about all these, we go in our different directions, nobody's happy, nobody's friendly. Just shut up and play basketball at this point, because that's not helping anybody. And finally, Nick Foles, this is so cool. Here is Nick Foles and Doug Peterson mic'd up during the Super Bowl. This was on sound effects for NFL Network. Nick Foles is the one that comes over to the sideline and says, "Let's run Philly special," which is the reverse throwback pass to Foles that he scored on that fourth down.
You want Philly Foles?
Yeah, let's do it.
Philly special. Ready? Here we go. Tonight! Easy! Kill! Lane! Let's go!
Yeah, baby!
You like this?
Yeah, bro!
Everything today!
Let's go, B-Dog.
Catch him and throw him!
Got more catches than Tom does.
Hey, I'll tell you. A little acting right there.
Yeah, boy.
It worked.
Good job, buddy.
Been waiting for that one.
The stones on Nick Foles to come over to the sideline and say, "Let's run the play where I catch a pass." On fourth down against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. At that time, I said, "This is so stupid. Why are you going for it? Kick the field goal. Take the points. This is stupid. Don't give away the possession." But man, I was wrong. And Peterson and Nick Foles coached and played the game of their lives. And they can do anything else in their football career. And that will likely be the high point. It was so brilliant and so perfect and so amazing. And look, when you want to take down the king, you got to be aggressive. You got to go after it. You can't be fearful. You can't be scared. And they weren't. And they deliver the championship. That was just awesome. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Everybody, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. You know, there's a news story today that I'm so bothered by. It has nothing to do with sports, but I'm so bothered by this. And maybe because I was just on campus at my alma mater, Syracuse, last week, speaking to students and had a great time. I was so thankful they had me back. That was amazing. But this story comes out of Cornell, which is just down the road from Syracuse. I had good friends that went to Cornell from high school. PIX 11 in New York reports that male students pledging to become members of the Zeta Beta Tau fraternity at Cornell were encouraged to have relations with as many females as possible, earning points based on the weight of their conquests. In the case of a tie, the winner would be whichever pledge had relations with the heaviest woman, giving the game its name of Pig Roast. So pledging a frat at Cornell was dependent on having relations with the heaviest woman, and they nicknamed it Pig Roast. What the hell is going on at frats nowadays? What is going on in college campuses? This is just... I'm not... I don't know what to say about this. What is going on? You're on a campus with co-eds all over the place, and you're playing pig roast? And you're calling it pig roast?
Just disgusting. Terrible name.
You can't be happy with that name. What happens if there was a sorority and one of the sorority members wanted to have relations with you, Mraz, because they were playing pigette roast?
Well, number one, I'd take it. Number two, I'd be a little disappointed that they're referring to me as the pig.
What happens if you were the target of pig roast in college?
Again, I would find it very offensive, though I'd probably accept.
You'd be okay with it.
I'd probably be okay with it.
Even if you found out.
If I found out, I'd be disappointed, but still okay at the same time.
I am so offended by this. So offended. Pig roast. Pig roast to the campus of Cornell. What are we doing? When we come back, did the Colts dodge a bullet? DA, CBS Sports Radio. Pig roast!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.